Good morning, Masachas Zvachim. We are concluding the 12th parak, which is Mishnah Vav. Two more to go after this. Hayusayib lemoisam b'motos. Going back to the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Hay, that discussed that when it came to the Chatas, the sin offering that was burned outside of Yerushalayim, the way that it was done was carried b'motos with poles. There were people in the front, and then there were people in the back holding up this heavy animal with poles. So Yatsa Harishonim, once the people that were in the front went out, Chutz L'Chemas HaAzara, once they left the temple courtyard, even if they didn't actually make it yet to the outskirts of Yerushalayim, once they leave the Azara, at that point, we say that they become Tamei. Achronim, those people who are in the back, lo yatsu, who have not yet left. Harishonim etam begadim, achronim etam begadim ad shiyetsu. The first group, automatically their clothes become tame because they're part of this process of being part of bringing this animal to be burned. And the pasuk does say regarding the animal being burned, it says vasarif osim yechavis begadav. The person who burns them, or in this case, also the one who's in the process, who brings it to be burned, also has to cleanse their garments, because the garments become tameh. So even though they're carrying the same animal, the group that's in front, as soon as they leave the Azara, their garments become tameh. However, the people in the back, since they're still a few inches, a couple feet inside the Azara, they will not become, their garments will not become impure, ad sheitzu, until they leave. And therefore, logically, yatsu elu ve'elu, once both those in the front carrying the animal in the back leave, then elu ve'elu metame begadim, then we will say that their garments are impure. Now, this is only according to the opinion of Tanakam. Rav Shimon, Oimer, Rav Shimon disagrees and says that the person or those who are involved in carrying this chatas to be burned do not become tamei, or rather the garments do not become tamei. Rather, he says, "Eil v'eil in matamin begadim ad sheyitzas haor beruban." Only time that their garments become tamei is in the event that the majority of this offering has been already burned, in the Beis Hadeshen in this specific place. And therefore, those who carry the carbon, their garments do not become tamei. And even those individuals who started the process of burning this offering also not become tamei. Only those that were in the process of it while it was being, the majority of it was burned. Furthermore, it concludes the Mishnah and the Perek, Nitach Habasar Ein Asarif Metam Begadim. It says that once the animal has already been completely burned, and therefore it is almost ashes, so the fact that a person would throw, at that point, a new person would take a log so that the fire would get larger, so that the animal, the carbon, would completely turn into ashes, at that point, it will not be Metam Begadim. And the reason is because he derives from the Pasuk, Vasarif Osam Nechavis Begadim. The only time that you would have to cleanse your garments for having becoming impure is when the one who is burning osam them, which is referring to the actual animal as it was. However, once it's no longer recognizable that it is as ashes, then a person who is involved in that burning thereafter will not have to cleanse their garments because they did not become tamir.